Born into slavery, James Armistead took fate into his own hands by enlisting in the Revolutionary War as a double agent. At risk of his life and freedom, James's espionage secured an American victory. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
By the time James Armistead is thought to be 33, the Revolutionary War has been raging for almost 6 years. And it's not looking good for the Patriots. If it weren't for the French, they might be defeated already. James is enslaved, but in 1781, he convinces his enslaver that the war needs him and gets permission to join. James starts out as a message delivery guy, like a revolutionary postmate. And everywhere he goes, James listens. He learns Major General Lafayette and General Washington are struggling to find a way to defeat an army that's bigger, stronger, and better equipped. They'll only win the war with intelligence. It turns out that James is the perfect person to help. General Lafayette promotes James from messenger to spy. His mission? Infiltrate the British army while pretending to be a runaway slave, and then mosey on back over to the American side and tell Lafayette everything he learns. Easy peasy. James' cover is perfect. Throughout the Revolutionary War, the British troops have promised freedom to any slave who fights for them. Not because they're anti-slavery, but because it weakens the Patriots. So, no one questions James when he shows up at the British encampment, saying he's a runaway slave ready to fight. James quickly proves his worth. Born and raised in Virginia, he's extremely familiar with the area and provides useful insight to the British. By the summer of 1781, James is at the top of the top, working as a servant in British General Cornwallis' headquarters. There, he blends into the background like a ninja, eavesdropping on high-level intelligence. Because he's a runaway slave, the British assume his ultimate loyalty is to them. In July 1781, Cornwallis then has another promotion for James, to spy on Lafayette. When James is told this, he laughs quietly and mumbles, "You gotta be kidding me. I'm guessing. I don't have any proof of that." James now embraces his new role as a double agent. He travels freely between outposts, bringing fake intelligence to Cornwallis and real intelligence to Lafayette. Doing all this in a war zone and knowing the British will execute him if they find out what he's really up to, he risks his life with each day and each lie he feeds to the Brits. In late summer 1781, James' continual risk-taking lands him an espionage gold mine. He overhears plans for ships full of supplies and reinforcements to sail into Chesapeake Bay and dock at Yorktown. General Cornwallis plans to move his troops north from Portsmouth to Yorktown to rendezvous there, making Yorktown a new base. James slips a secret note to Lafayette detailing all of these plans. The Patriots have fewer ships and fewer armies, but now they know exactly where those ships and armies need to be. Lafayette and Washington send their troops south to Yorktown and their ships into the York River. The British are taken by surprise and find themselves completely surrounded. The Patriots then hold the British under siege in Yorktown for 3 weeks, decimating their troops, supplies, and morale. Finally, the British stand down, and on October 19th, a British commander meets American and French military leaders to formally surrender. The British are not just surrendering the battle, they've effectively surrendered the war, and the Americans have won. Without James' intel, the Patriots would not have known to attack Yorktown, and the Americans may not have won their war. As a thank you for his service, while the new American government is getting established, General Lafayette petitions Congress for James Armistead's freedom. When it's granted, James settles on his own farm and starts a family. He'll live a long and free life after taking a new name, James Lafayette, dying in the early 1830s in his early 80s. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found coverage by the Library of Virginia, the U.S. military, and Battlefields.org incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.